You know, I was thinking today and just the other day about how much I thank God for Facebook, Facebook Live, and all of the technologies that we can use to connect the church of God, the house of God, and people of God, and those are people who are not of God. Because, you know, the first thing I do every Sunday when I get here is I share our Facebook Live with at least 20 of the groups that I'm in. You know, so this gives us an opportunity to really get the word out, to let God know that we're doing something. You know, it used to be a day when you come in, and especially pastors, you come in because you truly want to make sure that what you are. See, we come in, and we get what we need. We get filled up, but there's some people, there are other people who need what you're getting. They need to understand that God is good as well as we understand that God is good. So that's why today I appreciate and I thank God for Facebook Live, because it's no longer like you're preaching just to the four walls, or you're just preaching, that somebody is getting an opportunity to understand and receive the goodness of God. So like I say, I make sure I share every Sunday morning with all of my groups, and, you know, so they all don't see it, but some of my groups have got like 500 members, and some of them got 1,000 members. So it's a lot of folks that get the opportunity to really see what is going on and get an opportunity to feel the goodness of God. Hallelujah. Isn't it? See, it's not all just about us. I know we come here because we have a bad week and we have a bad situation and we get our breakthrough, but we need to make sure that what we get, somebody else is receiving it too. We need to feel down inside that we're really truly doing what God would have us to do. And what God would have us to do is to share. He would have us to do is to share. We're supposed to go out in the highways and the hedges, and we're supposed to declare the goodness of God. We're supposed to share the goodness of God. That's what we're supposed to be doing. All the other things that we do, all of the other gifts that we have, all of the education we receive, and all of our businesses, and all of the other things that we do in society. You know, that's kind of like the cherry on the cake. That's like the cherry on the ice cream. But the ice cream is us sharing with the goodness of God. That's the ice cream. That's the comb and the ice cream. The cherry on top is just what He gives us for doing the rest. Amen. Move to Deuteronomy with me today, and I'm hoping that I'm declaring that you receive this revelation. And if you receive this revelation today, you're gonna leave here today a different person with a different mindset and a different outcome and different goals. If you receive this revelation that God given me today, Deuteronomy chapter 22, verse 9. Deuteronomy, somebody say Deuteronomy. Chapter 22, verse 9. And we're going to talk about today, protect your determination from mixed seeding. Somebody, you don't get that right now. If you read, no, it's not too many in here unless God gave you a revelation of the message that He gave me. Unless God gave revelation of the message at me. Right now, I know you're a little confused because you probably don't know what I'm talking about, what direction I'm going, but let me show you. I hopefully by the time I get finished that you got the revelation that God gave me. Because if you get the revelation today, your life is going to change. I'm going to tell you right now. Not if in about it. If you get this revelation today, your life will change. If you get this revelation today, your life will change. Protect your determination from mixed seeding. to protect your determination from mixed seeding. Let me read this. Let me read this in your hearing today. Let me read Deuteronomy, the 22nd chapter and the 9th verse. Read this in here. You must not plant seeds of grain in the same field as your grapevine. Read that again in your hearing. Let me read that again in your hearing. You must not plant seeds of grain in the same fields, as your grapevine. If you remember, God said, I am the true vine. You are the limbs, but I am the true vine. I am the beginning. I am what you are connected to. What you are connected to. Your determination is the connection between you and God. I'm going to get that first. Your determination of what it is that God has given you to do. That thing that drives you, that thing that pushes you, that thing that motivates you. For everybody, that is something different. For everybody, that is something different. It may be you want to have one of the greatest ministries that there is. Maybe you want to have one of the best businesses that there is. Maybe you want to be one of the best singers that there is. Whatever your determination is, whatever God has put down inside of you that is driving you to do is your determination. You got that? We got to understand it first. I want you to get this revelation. Everybody in here has got something you have down inside of you that you truly would like to see come alive. God pregnates everybody with something. God pregnates everybody with a passion. Oh, yes, you probably said, hey, there isn't anything that I really want to do. Let me tell you right now, that is not true. You're just not really listening to what God has put inside of you. But everybody, God gift everyone from, he says, I knew you from your mother's womb. That's what God says. I knew you. I knew you from your mother's womb. And I destined you from your mother's womb. Whatever that is that God destined you from your mother. Get this. Whatever that is that God destined you from your mother's womb is your determination, because it pushes you. It pushes you. And he said, so he says, don't do that. And then he says, here is why. He said, here's why. Because then they become useless, both the grapes and the grain. When you mix stuff together, everything becomes useless. He says, why? Because they become useless, both the grapes and the grains produced by the seed you planted. The grapes that you in your grapevine, and the grains once you mix them up. Now, in the Bible, the word grapevine represents prosperity. Yeah, you getting the revelation? Okay, so grapevine represents prosperity, but in some definitions it says grapevine also represents determination. Your determination is your grapevine. Everybody didn't have one back in the Bible day. They couldn't afford it. Those who had grapevines was considered to be rich. If you had a grapevine back then, you was it. You come up from the east side, living in a high-rise apartment. So, first of all, get this, connection, grapevine. Your determination is your grapevine. Your determination is your prosperity. Your determination is what you are. Your determination is what moves you forward. Your determination is what gets you what you want in this world. Your determination is how you get from point A to point B. But if you mix other grain with that determination, they become useless. Now, what is the other grain? Frustration. Allowing yourself to get frustrated about stuff. That's the other grain. Allowing yourself to get stressed out. That's the other grain. Allowing all the other stuff that comes in. Allowing problems to control what you do. That's the other grain. So when you will get this revelation, somebody. I hope you get this revelation. When you see all these things, a seed of the mind. Determination is a seed of the mind and the soul. Frustration is a seed. Y'all might not look at it that way before, but being frustrated about stuff seeds your mind. It seeds your soul. When you get stressed out about something, about things, it's a seed. Stress is a seed. It seeds your mind. It seeds your soul. When you get all confused and bothered, confusement is a seed. It sees your mind. It sees your soul. Misunderstanding. Yes. See, y'all, you got to understand, the Bible said that we do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but against principality on high, against spiritual things on high. See, we walk around always thinking in the natural when all of these spiritual things is what's keeping us from allowing us to go. The word says that whatsoever you loose down here on earth, you loose. See, what you want, you got to take that spiritual thing and make it a reality. It said whatever you bind, whatever you tie up, see what you got to do, you got to loose your determination and tie up that frustration. You got to loose your abilities and tie up the stress. You got to loose your happiness and tie up the sadness. You got to loose your understanding and tie up the disunderstanding. You get this? Are you getting this revelation? You got to tie up some things. You got to tie up some things in your life and loose the things that you want to be in your life. Yeah. You gotta tie up, allowing everything to just get on your sleeve. You got to tie up allowing situation to cause your feeling to be on your sleeve. Ha. Let me show you something. Ha. You know, it used to be in the day when we used to do this. You wipe your nose in your sleeve. And they should tell you back when this thing first started to what? Cough in your what? Hallelujah. When you're doing that, you're putting all the germs on your spirit, on your feelings. You got to stop allowing your feelings, your determination, your who you are. You got to stop allowing your who you are be knocked around by any old thing. You got to stop letting your determination, the things you want to do that God has put in you, God has put in your life that you want to do. You got to learn. You got to stop letting all these other outside elements come into your circle. You got to get inside of your circle of who I am, who God made me to be, how God made me to be, the things that God promised me, the things that God says that he gonna work out for me, the things that God put inside of me that he wants me to do for him. Here's what you got to understand, people. You got to get away from thinking that you're doing this for you. Oh, I'm building this business for me and my family so that my family would have something left when I leave here. You got to say, I'm building this business for God. And the outcome of building this, get the outcome of building this business for God so that the world can see how great God is. See, I'm building this business so that the world can see how great God is, and the outcome of me doing it for God is something gonna be left over for my family. Instead of looking at it the other direction, I'm doing it for my family. No, you got to say, I'm doing it for God. You got to say that I'm ministering for God so that through my ministry, my family will be blessed. I'm singing for God. And when I sing for God, that ministry, I'm ministering to God. And because I minister to God, he is going to bless the rest of my family. Hallelujah. See, a lot of us, when we ministry for ourselves because we're trying to get a breakthrough. Yes, I need a breakthrough today. No, do it not for the breakthrough, but do it for God, and God will do what? Give you the breakthrough. If you got it in your mind, get this revelation. We have to change our thoughts of why. Get it? We got to change our thoughts of why. Of why? Why we do what we do. Why we seek what we seek. Why we're at where we're at. Why we go where we go. See, the one thing I always realize, you ever thought about it, how sometimes it seems like somebody pops up in your life. Look at all these hundreds of millions or trillions of people in the world, and not just in Chesapeake, but God connects, puts somebody in front of you. It's got to be because God has got something, a connection for you and that person to do. Not just a by chance. So the revelation, let me just clear that the revelation today is don't allow these other seeds, don't allow these other seeds that come in, frustration, stress, misunderstanding, confusion, problem. Don't allow these other seeds to be mixed with your determination. Because when you allow these other seeds, as the word says, when you allow these other seeds to be mixed, they both become useless. That's why you think it sometimes, oh my goodness, I know God promised to do this, but why does it seem like it's just not working? You done made your seed worthless when you mix it with other stuff. You make it worthless when you mix it with other stuff. I hope somebody truly got this revelation today that God is sending. I look around and I say, God, I see all the stuff that you are doing. I see the construction. I see this building. I see people comes in here and they look around and they always say, oh, what, how beautiful this place look. And the people, strangers walk through and say, well, I didn't realize this place was so big. Oh, look at what God is doing. But I got to realize that God is not just doing this for me. God is doing this for his people. God is not just doing this for you. It's not just somewhere we come to just to get an opportunity to praise him. We know we should be praising him and enjoying him, but we got to realize that God is doing all he's doing. He is making ways out of no way. Look. How in the world, other than by the grace of God, can a handful of folks buy a $520,000 building that right now is worth $600,000 or $700,000? How can, other than the grace of God can use a handful of people and touch the mind of the government to give a big enough loan to build what we're building, to do what we're doing out front there? Other than the grace of God, is he doing it? Other than the grace of God that we are here today, other than the grace of God that you woke up this morning, other than nothing of yourself, your alarm clock didn't wake you. You didn't wake yourself. You didn't just get up this morning. It was the grace of God who shook you this morning. And so you guys said, why did God shake me this morning? Why did God shake you this morning when so many folks did not wake up today? Because God shook you. He whispered in your ear, I'm not done yet. I still got to work for you right now. Look, you got to realize God shook you. Look. Get this revelation. On tomorrow morning, God's not going to just shake you to go to work, to your job, to make some money. Even though that's the outcome of the real reason that he shook you, he's going to shake you in the morning. He shake you and he wake you in the morning. He's saying, go do you work for me. God said, you work for me. Get up and go to work. And everything else that you get is just the icing on the cake. Y'all got to get. See, when you truly get that, I'm going to tell you right now, when you truly get that, watch things change in your life. Watch God amaze you. Watch him amaze you. And you'll be wondering, oh my goodness, how is all this? I always say to myself, when I look around in my life, I say, oh God, how in the world did a boy from Broadlawn end up where he? And God says, because you was willing, when I shook you in the morning, you was willing to do my work. There ain't nothing that you did. You probably was one of the dumbest kids in school. Just make it barely make it out. God said, it won't nothing that you did. It was my grace and my mercy. And I said, thank you, Jesus. I said, thank you, Jesus. Because I said, I know where I came from, but I know where you got me at now, but I also know where you're taking me. Because every morning you shake me, I know. You gotta know. Y'all gotta wake up thinking God got a surprise for me. Who in here believe God got a surprise for you tomorrow morning? Come on, y'all. Who believe that God has got a surprise for you tomorrow morning? God has got something amazing. He don't just wake you up to wake you. He's got something amazing planned. But you gotta. Yeah, you got to stop letting your seeds become worthless because you are mixing it with all that other stuff. Because see, guess what? Stand on your feet as we dismiss. Stand. Guess what, folks? When God wake you up in the morning, stress wakes up too. Ah, yeah. When God wakes you up in the morning, confusion wakes up too. Same time. Not hours later, same time. When God wakes you up in the morning, All of those. Yeah, yeah, yeah. The problem that you had when you went to sleep wakes up too. Yeah, that's so you got to understand that. And understand that all your situations you going through ain't nothing unusual. I know it's unusual to you. You just wonder why I'm going through all this stuff. Well, why not? You gotta understand, why not? Because somebody is going through. No, the pastor, my cousin was buried on Thursday. And the pastor was saying that we shouldn't be sad for him, because all his is over. We should be sad for ourselves. Ah, yeah, yeah. Really, like, we still got to go through it. We still got to deal with it. But guess what? We do not have to deal with it alone, because we got God on our side. Father God, we thank you right now for who you are. We thank you for your goodness. We thank you for your kindness. Father God, we pray right now. We pray right now that this revelation that you have shot in the atmosphere, I pray, God, that your people get it. And that they understood that there's a lot of spiritual seed that is floating around in this atmosphere, ready to attack them, ready to be mixed up with the determination. There's a lot of seeds that want to make their way in their grapevine. Father God, right now, we come up against these seeds. We come up against frustration. We come up against confusion. We come up against stress. We come up against all the other problems that seem to take us back and take us off focus of where you want us to be. Father God, we right now, we're gonna start punching your time clock. Realizing that when we wake up in the morning, we're punching your time clock. I know we also punching some man's time clock at some company because we need finances, but we got to realize we're punching your time clock doing what it is that you have to do. Now, may the grace of God, may your goodness and your kindness, may the Lord watch between me and thee. While we're absent one from the other, may he look down upon us, bless us, and keep us as we separate on the physical, but keep us bound together, strengthen us together, connect us together in the spirit of deliberation, the spirit of prosperity, the spirit of overcoming, the spirit of breakthrough. Let our spirit reach out to our brothers and sisters that are in need, who don't know you. And Father God, we give your name the praises, because you're worthy of all of the praises. Name of the Father, name of the Son, and in the name of your precious Holy Ghost. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. God bless you all. Enjoy the rest of your day.